This is Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this week our show is all about no regrets. So this is a story about a young woman who's ready to make a decision that will affect the rest of her life, and a bunch of older people who think they know better. Bree Ripley is a radio producer in Seattle, and she's ready to have her tubes tied. And by that I mean she wants a relatively minor operation that would make her permanently sterile. But she's discovered that doctors are extremely reluctant to do that procedure on someone just out of college. And all wrapped up in the politics and the gender issues here is the worry that Ripley will regret the decision when she's older. But Bree Ripley has always planned to be a child-free person. And that goes back to when she was a kid herself. So put me back in time, young Bree, in her saddle shoes.
They were more like Adidas.
Okay, young Bree and her little Adidas playing house as a kid. Did you have children in those scenarios when you were imagining a grown-up Bree back then?
No, not at all. I mean, I was playing Sims a lot, the computer game, and I was more focused on relationships. I would make relationships blow up, and I would make relationships loving and long, and children were just not a part of that.
And where did that come from? How did your feelings about yourself having kids form?
It's being influenced from seeing women on television who are stuck in the home, having their careers stunted or shortened because of their children. The women that I looked up to as a kid were Nancy Drew. They were, you know, detectives. They were women who were solitary. They were strong. And I found out later on that I was an unplanned pregnancy. And that influenced in a lot of ways the surprise factor. So I never want that to be something that I face.
So you knew you didn't want to have a child. How did it first occur to you to pursue a permanent solution rather than something that was temporary or more easily reversible?
I had so many failed, hectic, awful experiences with birth control. When I was 18, I went in and I got the IUD, and the procedure itself is so terrible. They, you know, insert this small device that looks like a T-shape with a fishing string at the end. It hurts so bad. I had to take Tylenol all the time. Not only that, but then I started having reactions to it. I started having chronic yeast infections every single month.
These are side effects of the IUD?
I mean, besides the cramping and, you know, the irregular periods that will, I guess, for some women eventually disappear. You don't have a period. And finally, I said, I need this out of me. And so that was compromising, not only my health and my comfortability, but also the intimacy with my partner.
So let's skip ahead a little bit and kind of cut to the chase. What is your plan at this point for your own reproductive future?
My plan is to get my tubes tied.
How old are you?
23.
As a 23-year-old woman, how do you go about getting sterilized?
It's a long and arduous process. In the beginning, I started asking at 17 when I had...
You first brought this up when you were 17 years old?
Oh, yeah, with my doctors.
How did they react to your question?
They didn't take me seriously. They said that there was no way a doctor would sterilize a woman who had not yet had her first child. I mean, the point of sterilization is not to have biological children, to prevent pregnancy. So I was confused.
So you got that reaction when you first brought it up when you were 17. So now that you're older, you're a college graduate, you're a professional, how have the reactions changed to your proposal?
At first, it turned into nobody taking me seriously.
Still?
Even still, but the reasoning turned into, you're going to change your mind. You will regret this later. The remorse rate for women at your age is large. It will decrease the older that you get.
How many healthcare professionals would you say you have approached with this question by now?
Nearly a dozen.
A dozen different people, and none of them have said okay?
None of them have said okay.
Did you tell your parents, and how did they think about it?
I've been talking about this with my parents for years. I've told them that, you know, I'm not willing to compromise my personal health, you know, with the yeast infections, with the painful periods, with, you know, the acne, with the weight gain. I'm not willing to go through that when I don't want to have biological children. It just doesn't make sense. and I still want to protect myself against pregnancy.
And how does she feel about it?
My mom is really supportive. My mom is also an interesting artist type. You know, she really believes in people making strides towards what they want and having a vision and living that vision. What was most surprising to me was the conversation I had with my dad. He told me he was really impressed with the initiative that I'm taking to have something for myself that I truly want and am running after. I'm running towards this.
They're not worried about not having grandkids or worried about you kind of repudiating the choices that they made?
I don't think my parents are worried about not having grandkids. But my stepdad, I call him my dad, he took my sister and I in. We were a package deal when he married my mom. And so he's very familiar with the idea that, you know, children can be your own even if they aren't biological. And so I think that is one of the reasons why he is so supportive of this, is because he knows that there are as many ways to be a mother as there are as many ways to call a place home.
Is that something you could imagine potentially entertaining down the line? A situation where you had children who weren't your biological children, or you were a mother in some other way?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've imagined myself, you know, in a second career as a children's therapist. I've imagined myself as a social worker, somebody who fosters children. I've imagined myself as a potential parent who adopts. They don't talk to you about that when you are pursuing sterilization. They don't counsel you about the fact that you can carry your own child if you so choose, even after becoming permanently sterilized. They don't talk to you about adoption. They don't talk to you about fostering. They don't talk to you about, you know, being a mentor or a role model for somebody.
So let me ask you the question that all the doctors are asking you. What if you regret this? What if you change your mind?
I am steadfast in my belief that becoming child-free is ultimately the birth control option for me.
But can you see their point of view that people who are older look back on their time in their early 20s and think, wow, I was a very different person then. I would make a lot of decisions differently then. And the idea of making a decision on behalf of your future self now, to some people seems like, well, she doesn't realize how much change there could be in the way that she's thinking. So I don't know. What do you make of that idea? Can you see that point of view that you just might think about things differently when you're, say, 35?
I hear that point of view. But let me ask you this. Do you think that there are women who have looked back on their life and said, I wasn't a very good mother. I could have stepped up and been a better parent. I wasn't prepared when I was 18, 19, 20, 35 to be a mom. Maybe I didn't have to leave my career and stay at home. I think there's another side of that coin.
You've been working on a radio documentary about this quest to get your tubes tied and the barriers that you have faced, partly funded with this award that you got from the Pat Cranston Endowed Fund at the UW. So who have you talked to for that documentary who have had stories that have really stuck with you?
You know, I talked with this woman who served as legal counsel for Planned Parenthood, and she pioneered the Fair Access to Contraception Project. And she told me stories about women being denied simple, basic rights like to birth control and to abortion and to tubal ligations, and how she, you know, has been making strides for over 30 years to make it so women can have body autonomy, to make it so that this isn't political, this is personal.
Well, Bree Ripley is a producer in Seattle, a former intern for this program, and she's producing a documentary called Tie My Tubes about her quest to get permanently ligated, I guess. Is that the verb?
Maybe. I'll put that in my research.
Okay. Thank you for coming on our show, Bree.
Thank you, Gabriel.